Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, welcome back. One final segment. Jason Mackey in for the guys. Thanks so much for finding us on this kind of a gloomy, breezy, not quite sunny Friday afternoon. Austin Bechtold producing behind the glass. This was fun, Limits. Appreciate it.
Yeah, really fun time. Jason, good to spend the day with you.
We got another segment coming up here. One serious topic, one kind of fun one. I will try to get through it as quickly as possible. First, I want to tell you the Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Also, really cool event coming up. I want to tell you about the second annual Fan 5 Alarm Marathon presented by Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union. That'll take place on June 5th and 6th at the Upper St. Clair Volunteer Fire Department. Donate now, 937thefan.com, to help support local volunteer fire departments in our area. It's brought to you by 1-800-BOARD-UP, G.S. Jones Restoration, Don's Appliances, Julian Gray and Associates, and Centmark. Just a personal note there, we had a meeting here at the Fan not long ago, finding out a little bit about what it requires to fund fire departments in the area and really all over, and it was eye-opening for me. So very cool event. It's going to be a lot of fun to participate in this stuff. A lot more details to come. So the fun part we'll save. That is talking about the Steelers travel schedule and some cities that Austin and I are excited about and we're not going to bag on like old grouchy Mr. Crowley did this morning trying to criticize New York City, and he's wrong. In my serious comment or discussion, I wish we had a little bit more time for this but got sidetracked with a variety of things. The Paul Skeens trade idea. It's not going to happen now. But just some things to file away mentally, to kind of think about as you frame an opinion on this. Obviously, you're free to feel however you want. I don't want to see them trade him. I don't think they should. I understand why the trade talk exists. And when you don't win, you're going to open yourself up to a lot of ridiculousness, a lot of these types of conversations. If the Pirates were winning right now, obviously nobody would be talking about the idea of trading their best pitcher and arguably the best pitcher in Major League Baseball. Now, right now, you make the argument, and Jeff Passan did on ESPN's Pat McAfee, that they could get a haul back. Yes, they could. I also don't think in this line of thinking, and again, I'm going to outline the argument that you might think for trading Paul, and then the argument for not trading Paul. The argument for trading Paul, of course, you're going to say you're going to be able to get a haul back, right? You can also say we're able to reset, pivot if they want to move on from Ben Cherington in the offseason. This would enable a new general manager to have a really good run. They're seeing struggles at the major league level. How much are they able to compete right now? I think about the idea of PR disasters too. And yes, the Pirates have had their fair share. Austin referenced the Clark Griswold line from Christmas Vacation earlier in the show, and it's probably appropriate. How could it get any worse? We're on the threshold of hell. And it's a little bit true here. That, like, okay, it would be a PR disaster. All right, it would be the PR disaster of the week. All right, we're going to get through the week, and there's going to be another one. We've lost with you. We can lose without you. I don't agree with it. I'm just saying. And then if you're looking at this from a Pirates perspective, this is something that I think it's going to be interesting to see play out if it gets that far. And that's Paul Skeen's role on the MLB Players Association's Executive Committee. Paul is, you know, with it, informed, cares about this stuff. There's obviously going to be a pretty contentious battle in December 2026 when the current collective bargaining agreement expires. I fully expect Paul Skeens to be at the forefront of that. The crux of that argument is probably going to be a salary cap, a floor, revamped revenue sharing, fixing the economic issues that currently riddle baseball. So what's Paul's role going to be in that? I talked to Bob Nutting a week ago in our one-on-one interview. Hopefully you read it at post-gazette.com, but he's talking about advocating for smaller markets, advocating for certain things. I asked him, does that mean a cap and a floor? He said not necessarily. He said he didn't know what that means. If he starts advocating for a cap and a floor, I wonder what that means for Skeens. I wonder if that puts them at direct odds. I don't know. I'm just saying it's going to be interesting to have your best, most popular player and your owner probably advocating for different things. You know, the exact guy who people like Paul and most of the rest of the sport, they don't want to function like. You know, they want a free economy and nothing's going to want a cap and a floor. You're obviously able to formulate your own opinion on whether you think a cap and a floor makes sense. Me, I kind of see the nuance in it. I understand where Paul's coming from. Certainly he and other elite players should get paid and they should get paid a lot of money.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'd also like to see Major League Baseball kind of take a look around, look at the NFL, look at the NBA, other financial setups, and see that they can get that stuff done here. I don't know if Major League Baseball will. Probably a conversation for a different day. My simple argument is that if you want to get out, get away from it, maybe that's an argument. I would not trade Skeens, though, and that was the point of this little mini sermon, because I think it sends the wrong message to your fans. I think it sends the wrong message to your clubhouse. It's not where the Pirates should be as an organization. They should be wanting to win, and they should be looking to win as quickly as possible with what they have. I do think they can. I would have liked to have seen them make more aggressive moves this offseason. I think that's why we're here, and I think that's why they're so frustrating, because they should have done more to address the biggest weakness. That is, of course, the offense. I'd be looking at trading guys. If you're going to trade somebody, what about Mitch Keller? What about Brian Reynolds if they're getting hot? I don't want them to trade either of those guys, believe me. But it makes more sense, guys on an extended contract, because right now Paul Skeens gives them what is gold in Major League Baseball. Elite young pitching at a very, very cheap cost. Yes, I know he's going to enter arbitration eventually. He's going to get a raise, all that stuff. It's still well worth it when you compare what Paul gives you versus free agency. Get Jared Jones healthy. Get Bubba Chandler up here. You still have got maybe Braxton Ashcraft, Thomas Harrington, Mike Burrows, etc. You've got a lot of good young guys. You have the nucleus. You have the hardest part figured out. You have to figure out some offense. I wouldn't punt on that. I wouldn't completely blow this up and try to rebuild. I would try to do it a different way, and I think Paul is closer to being part of that solution than he is the problem. All right, I'll shut up. Let's talk a little bit of travel. Cram all of this stuff into our final 10 minutes. Austin, if you look at the Steelers' schedule, what cities are you most excited for?
Well, one, if it were me that was traveling, I would definitely want to try to see Ireland.
Yes.
I mean, that would be pretty cool if I was able to go to Dublin. Too bad that Crowley can't fit me in his suitcase. I mean, maybe I could. Maybe it could fit in Crowley's duffel bag, do you think?
Can you drive? I'll take you if you escort me around.
Drive to Ireland?
No. Drive once you're there.
I could drive you in Ireland, yes.
So I'm going to Ireland.
Oh.
As of now, I leave that Monday after the Patriots game. And I have to figure out the logistics, but I'm going to be over there for a week and I have to go find random stories throughout Ireland.
Maybe.
I have to probably get a car and drive around, and I'm deathly scared of driving over there.
Well, me driving you around in Ireland and how we experience that might be a story. Do they drive on the opposite side of the road?
They do. Yes. Yes.
Wow.
I know.
That could be
Uber.
Challenging.
It is going to be challenging.
Do they have Uber in Ireland?
I think they do. Yeah. It might be an Uber week. We'll see. Depends on logistically where we end up, what the media hotel looks like. They don't have media accommodations outlined. But, I mean, let's not get too stuck there. I mean, Ireland's going to be awesome, of course. Where else?
No doubt.
Where else?
L.A. always is a premier destination to see a game or just to go and visit. I went for the
and you've
Rams.
Been out there.
Yeah, I went for the Rams game a couple of years ago. The Chargers game, Sunday Night Football, is going to be there. If I had unlimited funds, I would make my way there to watch that game and check out L.A. for a week or even a couple of days. I've always wanted to see Chicago, wanted to go to Wrigley. Now, that obviously doesn't line up with the Bears. Other than that, I don't know if Chicago is much of a draw. Detroit, I like that field. I'd like to see Ford Field. Those are the main ones that stand out to me. Obviously, you know, divisional ones, you see them every year.
Yeah.
But those are the ones that mainly stand out, especially with Ireland.
Did you rank them?
I would rank Ireland 1, L.A. 2, Detroit 3, Chicago 4, and then probably like Baltimore 5. I've been to Cleveland a couple of times. I don't need to see Cleveland again.
No. Nobody ever needs to see Cleveland.
Cincinnati, I've never spent like time in Cincinnati, just driven through it.
Cincinnati's a sneaky good trip. I maintained that on baseball. I used to love, there's a hotel across the Ohio River, the River Center Marriott. It's in Covington, Kentucky. If you go and you can get a rate, it's really, really good. But there's some decent hotels around Paycor Stadium. Solid trip. I ranked them Chicago, Boston/Foxborough. I took Ireland out because obviously Ireland's in its own category. You can put it one if you want. East Rutherford, New Jersey.
Yeah, how did I miss New York?
Yeah, because you can stay in New York.
Right.
And then go out
to Jersey
to
for the game.
Jersey.
I would probably, I'd put the Jets trip on there. I would definitely do that.
All right. So what? Baltimore after that. Then I had Detroit, Cincinnati. I have L.A. low. I'm not a huge L.A. guy. L.A. and then Cleveland. An unpopular opinion, Anaheim's better than L.A. traveling. I went there for Ducks stuff. I went there for baseball and Angels. And I would much rather go Anaheim and stay in like Garden Grove or something than I would Los Angeles. But
I stayed in Manhattan Beach.
See, no, that's living right.
Manhattan Beach is that was the best place to stay.
Yeah.
I stayed there once and I stayed in Burbank when we went to the Rose Bowl. Those are the two times I went out there.
I was never big going to what the heck's the name of the Lakers and Kings Arena now?
Staples Center.
It's not Staples Center.
They changed it now.
Crypto now. Yeah. And I was never a big fan of that place. And like downtown LA, I can take it or leave it.
Yeah, I agree on downtown LA.
I am excited for Detroit. I think Detroit's a sneaky cool city. Has one of my favorite hotels in North America, the Renaissance Center, the Ren-Sen. It's right there.
Okay.
Chicago, you got to do Chicago, man. I mean, Chicago's a summer city, but like it's not like you go wrong. Big River North guy, some Lou Malnati's pizza. I will definitely hit that up. Boston, Foxborough. I wish it was a little bit closer to Boston, but still very good. Still a big fan.
When we went to a Red Sox game for my 16th birthday present when the Pirates played the Red Sox on opening day. Remember that?
It's an elite birthday present.
It was. That was the last opening day that McCutcheon and Garrett Cole were on the team before they were ultimately traded. We took a trip and drove up to Foxborough, and we toured a little bit of the stadium, and we got a picture in front of the stadium. We sent a little signal to the stadium.
Did you like it? Do you like the stadium?
It's fine.
It's kind of meh.
Yeah, it is kind of average. That was before they made that little row where the scoreboard is now with all the banners.
Yeah.
That's what one thing I want the Steelers to do. Display all the banners. Display all 6 Super Bowl banners like the Penguins have.
Yeah.
You know, glorified at PPG Paints Arena. I want to see the banners hanging somewhere. I don't know where you'd put it, but I'd like to see it. I feel like they should do that.
They could find space for that.
They should.
50-minute mark on the Fans brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on Route 19 in Peters Township. Also, social media's Biggest Loser is brought to you by Awaken 180. Visit them at awaken180weightloss.com.
I think today's social media's Biggest Loser is Crowley for that he doesn't like New York.
Get out of here.
I've never been, but I do want to see it.
Go kick rocks. And What's Cooking is brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
And that does it for us. For Austin Bechtold, I'm Jason Mackey. Thanks for hanging out with us today. PM Team is next. Peace.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.